has seen a lot of, or had a lot of bad press lately. First, there were the exported tainted toys and toothpaste. Now, with the Beijing Summer Olympics in sight, protests are growing over the country's human rights record and its policies towards Tibet. So maybe that's not surprising, then, that Canadians have an increasingly mixed feeling about China. That's according to a report released today by the Asia-Pacific Foundation. Charles Burton teaches political science at Brock University and is a former economic and political counselor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. Professor Burton, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What did the report have to say about our attitudes towards China?
Well, you know, it seems that our attitude towards China is becoming worse and worse compared to 2 years ago. 30% of Canadians feel that China's human rights record is improving, whereas previously over half of us thought that. And there's increasing concern about the impact of Chinese trade with China and outsourcing of jobs to China on our economy, probably reflecting concerns over the anticipated economic downturn here. And I think also a lot of concern about Chinese government companies investing in Canada. You know, this would be a good thing for the economy in the sense that we buy a lot of Chinese things and we have a large trade surplus, so if they invested some of that money back into Canada, it would be good for our bottom line. But Canadians are concerned about Chinese companies' behavior in other third world dictatorships, you know, authoritarian regimes, Burma, Zimbabwe, and so on, and also concerned about whether those companies would fulfill Canadian labor and environmental standards. And so, you know, this has a chilling effect on our economic relations. It seems that China is really developing an image in Canada that's getting worse and worse, not better and better.
You've worked there, obviously, the Canadian Embassy there. What's your take? Do you echo those feelings?
Well, I mean, it's a very complicated issue, but it would be desirable if the Chinese government would get more in conformity with international norms with regards to the WTO and the UN Human Rights Covenants. You know, this is a genuine concern about the oppression of people in China and the growing gap at rich and poor and corruption and, you know, these other factors that are there. But the reality is that China is a very important country for Canada's prosperity now and particularly in the future. So I think that it's important that Canadians become more aware of the nature of the country and how we can best engage that country. I think in general, you know, knowledge about China is relatively low in Canada and there's a certain amount of fear of the unknown. And of course, the spin of the media on China lately has been universally focused on the negative side, the Tibet situation, and you know the Olympics is turning into the opposite of what the Chinese probably had hoped for in terms of their international image.
How else are people to get information then on China? If you're right, if you're reading the newspaper and all they read is about the poor torch being picketed everywhere it goes, and people are left with that sort of an impression of China, what else should they do?
Well, I think the Chinese government is falling short in terms of responding to our concerns in ways that we would find favorable. You know, they don't seem to really get why Canadians are so concerned about the fate of Tibetans in Tibet. I think our educational system is also somewhat to blame. We don't have enough curriculum that addresses China, so the general knowledge of people about that place, its geographic location, its relations with Canada, its, you know, just in general where it is and who they are and what they do and what they buy from us and what they sell to us is rather hazy in the minds of most Canadians because of the idea that Canada is oriented towards the United States and Europe. Of course, this is less and less the case. Our major source of immigrants into Canada is China, and so much of our economic activity is more and more inclining to that region of the world. So I think it's important that we start to see ourselves more as part of the Asia-Pacific region as opposed to simply part of North America and Europe. And in BC this is happening, but as you get further east in Canada, the notion that Canada is part of a region that includes China is not very well developed yet.
You know, I just noticed in the mail the other day that National Geographic, for example, has dedicated its whole issue this time to China. How do things like that help or hurt?
Oh, I'm sure that that's got to help, you know, and I think that the National Geographic, with those wonderful images, really gives you a very lively impression of a place and increases Canadians' awareness of it. So, you know, if you read the National Geographic, I think that's a good thing. But, of course, most Canadians don't get that particular publication and are reading more the local newspapers and watching the TV news, which is largely focused on the issues of human rights and other concerns about China, which are maybe not as textured as one might like in terms of getting a more in-depth appreciation of that place.
How much in-depth do you think we'll get from the Olympics, from tuning into the Olympics in the summer?
Well, my expectation is that things are not going to go well. Of course, from the Chinese point of view, they'd hope that the Olympics would lead to gaining national prestige and that the peoples of the world would come to accept China as an important newly emerging nation in the community of nations. But I would suspect that most of the, I think close to 100,000 reporters going to China for the event will probably be more focused on trying to show the negative side of the regime that the Chinese government doesn't want us to see. And so I think the story will largely be about injustice of various kinds, human rights violations, and the continuing existence of fairly great poverty in China in the midst of wealth. And that probably won't improve the general reputation of China among the average Canadian. So I'm not expecting this is going to be a good thing for our relations.
Mr. Burton, thanks for your time.
It's good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Charles Burton teaches political science at Brock University as a former economic and political counselor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. Heather, a couple of minutes ago, you told us about a nice thing to do on a rainy night, go to a movie here.